News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Calls are being made from a Fine Gael senator for water fountains to be rolled out nationwide. Catherine Noon will be telling us why in 25 minutes' time. Before that, though, Shane, we're going to turn to a topic. It's going to be coming up on the show shortly before 8 o'clock. It is a proposal for an honours system to be introduced here in Ireland. It's not the first time this has been proposed by Fergal Quinn, the well-known businessman and former senator himself, but he has reignited the calls for it. He wrote a letter into the Irish Times at the weekend saying that there are people in this country who are deserving of recognition for their achievements, whatever those achievements might be. People will remember he published a bill on this matter in 2015. It never came to pass. Bertie at one stage, while Taoiseach as well, had suggested an honour system. I think Enda Kenny as well had been in favour of one. Lots of people are. You're not one of them.
No, I absolutely am not. We live in a republic here where we're citizens. We're not subjects. And this idea of being people bestowing kind of honours on people based on very arbitrary judgments of what is success. I have a big, big problem with it. I don't believe in the idea of elevating anybody above anybody else in a republic. I also have a big question as to what the criteria would be for giving awards. And I mean, you look back, say, 20 years ago, people who would have got awards, and they're pariahs now. What criteria do you use? Who decides who gets an award? And will it be, you know, we can talk about, oh, it'll be, we'll give it to people involved in community activism. It won't be. It'll be faddish. It'll be whoever the current flavour of the month is, whoever has been deemed to do a great thing will immediately be put up in line for that award. No, I have a problem with it. I don't think
you
should have it.
I don't have the same ideological opposition. Like, I read Fergal Quinn's letter we're going to be speaking to Gerard Crockwell a little bit later, and I see merit in the argument that, look, that there are people, as Fergal Quinn talked about, there are people in this country who do remarkable things, and it would be great to recognise them while they're alive as opposed to waiting to read about it in an obituary in the paper. My issue is that every year, along with those people, you'll get others effectively campaigning for this. And you've seen it in the UK, David Beckham and others, and there was emails leaked,
yeah,
where they were lobbying for an honour. And you're going to get the exact same thing here. The usual pains in the backside. The individuals with far too warm a welcome.
Who are you
for
talking
themselves
about here?
Look, you'll find them. We all know who they are. You'll find them in the glossy pages of your Sunday papers most weekends, these people, who, if this was announced by the government today, would immediately start working on getting on that list. It is those doses that I can't be dealing with. And we all know full well who they are. They'd be the exact same people as well who, if they got it, would insist on it being mentioned every time they were introduced. It is that I think we can do without in this country.
Okay, 53106. Would you like to see an honours system in Ireland? If so, who do you believe should be put up for an honour? Let us know who you feel would be worthy of that. 53106 for 30 cent, or tweet us at breakfastnt. Okay, let's stay with this story now, because we're joined by Gerard Crockwell, Independent Senator. Gerard, you're in favour of this. What about that point? It's the practice of the elites in our past. It divides, is class dividing.
I think the bill brought forward by Fergal Quinn set out to ensure that it wouldn't be that. That if anything, it would be chosen by ordinary people. Now, I mean, when I look at the list for the commission that he was setting up, the one group that's missing off it is the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. It's very business oriented. But Fergal was very careful to take it out of the hands of politicians, and politicians would be the people that you could accuse of moving it into the class system, I think.
I suppose the issue I can see about it is that, okay, there's a group of people, it would be non-political, which obviously would be important. It doesn't mean it would be non-faddish. I mean, that we do all of a tendency, and look, we in the media are worse for it than anybody else, of, you know, somebody is flavour of the month, somebody is incredible, and let's give them an award. And 10 years later, we might find out very different things about that person.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's always going to be a risk when you honour somebody, whether it is an honorary doctorate in a university or some other type of award, Freedom of the City or something. In years to come, who knows what's going to come out. But there are great people working within our societies. Take Catherine Corliss and Tume, for example, who exposed the Tume babies' burial case. She has done this country an immense amount of service, which will never be recognised formally. And I don't think she did it for formal recognition.
No, I'm sure she didn't. Yeah.
And from that point of view, we should have a way of recognising those type of people. We need to get over ourselves, quite frankly, and stop looking upon an honours list as some sort of a British throwback.
But is it not a British throwback? Like, it does it not run contrary to the idea of a republic where everyone is equal? You're kind of elevating, it's some people are more equal than others, is it not?
Certainly not. No, the French have an honours list and it has nothing whatsoever to do with...
France is the most class-based society you'll ever come across. And they all know their place in the pecking order of France.
Do you know, the one thing about you guys, I love coming into somebody who's already against the idea.
But no one can ever accuse me of being open-minded about things.
No, let's be honest about it. There are unsung heroes in our society.
Absolutely.
That need to be recognised. They will never be recognised for an honorary degree in a university because they can't bring €1 million.
But the point is here, unsung. It won't be the unsung heroes. And no disrespect to Catherine Curtis. She's done an incredible job. She's not an unsung hero. People have rightly lauded her and praised her for what she did. What about the single mother who, against all the odds, scrapes and saves and gets her son or daughter to college? A person like that won't be honoured. And in my view, they're as deserving of an honour as somebody, who does well in business or who does well in sport because they happen to have a God-given talent.
You've just hit on an old hobby horse of mine. The tremendous work done by single mothers who managed to hold down a job and raise their kids and put them through education. And if you want, they are the unsung heroes. But I accept that the system will not get to everybody that would be deserving. We're talking about 12 people a year. It would be my hope that we would never see any of the big names that are popular in Irish society right now. It is my hope that we would see...
How realistic is that, Jared? I mean, there'll be people, if this award comes in, who will be gagging for this award, who will be lobbying behind the scenes for it. We've seen it in Britain. It's kind of embarrassing the way it happens, but it will happen here. How do we avoid falling into that trap?
Well, I think if we take Fergal Quinn's bill, it needs a few minor adjustments as far as I'm concerned. I was totally behind it when Fergal introduced it in November 2015. Fergal had thought it out very well to make sure that as far as possible we took politics out of it. And in fact, politicians were banned from any communication with members of the Commission. The Commission was sitting under the chairmanship of the Secretary General of the Office of the President, which is a powerful position in its own right. So I don't believe that he or she, the Secretary General, would be in any way subservient to anybody. So I think that would ensure a sort of a more egalitarian way of dealing with things. I'm convinced that we can do it. And what makes me certain about it is we have taken politics out of it.
It might be an unfair question. I'm putting you on the spot here. And you've already mentioned Catherine Corliss. I mean, if there was a system tomorrow and you were giving them out, who would you give them to? What names spring to mind for you?
Well, I mean, Catherine is one. Another one that springs to mind right now is my colleague, Senator Billy Lawless, who has been a tremendous advocate for the diaspora, for the Irish diaspora abroad.
And was made a senator on the back of that.
And that is one of the ways that we have rewarded people down through the years. Indeed, Fergal Quinn himself is one I would consider worthy of it. I would also consider people, I suppose, like John Crown, who has been a tremendous advocate for cancer sufferers. And I can see you right now said he's already picking people who are at the top of the societal
you
list.
Are.
Yes, of course.
And like John Crown is brilliant at what he does, absolutely brilliant. And if I ever was sick, I would want him. But that's his job. He's doing his job. Why give him a special honour for that?
Yeah, I think I give him a special honour to bring attention to the job he's doing rather than to the individual.
Okay.
Look, I would also have a system within the legislation that would allow people to bring forward people they thought were worthy, which would allow the commission to examine.
Yeah,
the
and to be
why.
Fair, my question, you were obviously going to pick better known people because they're the people who spring to mind. So it was a little bit unfair, so I do accept that. Okay, look, is this going to happen?
Well, I have no difficulty using my private member's time to bring forward Fergal's bill. I will make one or two small changes to it, but I would have no difficulty doing that. And I think my colleagues would probably support me in it. In the current situation in Leinster House, it's surprising what can actually get through the Senate with the precarious position the government finds itself in.
Okay.
So to get it through the Senate would not be a problem, I think, but getting it through the Dáil might be a different question.
Okay, what's this space? Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning.